From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today has primarily made a name as a star of stage, but he joins me today because he is now entering the world of recording artist. It's Joshua Henry, who has just released his debut EP called Guarantee on S-Curve Records. Hello, sir. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. I mentioned the stage background. You have done a ton of this on Broadway, off Broadway, some television in your past that has led to 3 nominations for Tony Awards. Congratulations. For folks that are into that world of Broadway and musicals, they have likely seen you in a production of Hamilton most recently. So congratulations on that. Very cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your background and how you first got involved with doing theater work.
Well, I'll take you to the start and I'll give you the brief history. My junior year of high school, I did a production called The Music Man at my high school. And a music teacher came up to me and was like, you know, you can do this for a living. And I was like, do what? I had no idea what she was talking about. Fast forward, she helped me to audition for the University of Miami. And that's where I studied music and theater, okay. Musical theater. And from there, I started landing roles in school and eventually moved to New York in 2006, where I've been ever since. And it's been cool. I have my sort of posters behind me of the Broadway shows that I've done. And like you said, from I got my first show that I did was In the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And I've done Hamilton, where I got to play Aaron Burr in Chicago on the first national tour in California. And now it's a nice moment to sort of transitioned to something that's always been on my heart. And music was my first love before musicals. So it's nice to focus on music now and you know, let the world sort of know what's been on my mind and my heart for many years.
Yeah. You and I had an opportunity to meet briefly a few weeks back, and I posed a question to you that I hope that you have a moment to elaborate on, which is that for years, for decades, there has been I don't know if stigma is the right word, but there has been a stylistic aspect of those who sing in musicals that is a bit stiff. It can be a little stilted despite amazing voices and amazing chops. That seems to be changing, and it is certainly not heard on your record. So what was the catalyst that started that change? Was it the individuals landing these roles, or was it the people in charge of writing new contemporary works?
That's such, I loved when you asked that question. And I think part of it is the writers now. I mean, let's just take the biggest one, Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's had his finger on the pulse of what is on the radio for quite some time. You know what I mean? Hamilton sounds like, you know, Destiny's Child, Ja Rule, Jay-Z, Big Pun. So it sounds like what is actually happening right now. And I think that has a lot to do with the way that artists are coming across now. They're not trying to sound, and I love, this is no diss on any composer, but they're not trying to sound like Jonathan Larson, who wrote Rent. They're not trying to sound like other composers. They're trying to sound like what is actually on the radio. And so for me, I have always, my first love was music, you know, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Donny Hathaway. Those people had a sound that I've been singing with for years. Theater artists, they have to do something 8 times a week. And so that sort of rigid feeling that you're talking about when you listen to a theater artist put out a record, it's very like hit the bullseye. It's very clean. It's very
hit the mark. Yeah.
Crisp. And so I found the same way, honestly. Like, I'm like, I hear a lot of these albums and I'm like, I don't feel this. I just don't. I really don't, because the feeling is not there. The accuracy is, but the feeling is not there. And that is something that, like, thankfully, like I've always had in the way that I listen to music. I was a musician, and in a band, before I was in musicals. And I've been gigging while I've been in musicals, whether that's, you know, around the country and in different places here in New York. I think that has a big part of, you know, whether your sound is free or emotive or accurate and clean. So for me, I've been able to do both because I've maintained both.
Would you play us something?
Sure. Why don't we do, I'll give you a little bit of my debut single, Hold Me.
Fantastic. This is Joshua Henry on JPR Live Sessions.
Hold me, just don't hold me back. Hold me, just don't hold. I can't sing underwater, holding my breath. All these words in my heart can't go unsaid. Big dreams in your love, big dreams in your love. Don't make me choose between. I need you right here, need you right here. I need a guarantee. Hold me, just don't hold me back.
That is called Hold Me. Joshua Henry is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. That tune comes from his debut EP out February 12th last month. Guarantee is the name of it on S-Curve. Man, that's fantastic. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, you mentioned a minute ago that music has been a part of you. I mean, obviously you're acting, you're singing on stage, but music itself has been a part of you for a very long time. And I read somewhere that really that last push, that last kick in the backside to do this came from your wife.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, it was in the middle of the pandemic last year. Well, we're not done with it, but the beginning of it. And I was home, and she's been so supportive, my wife, Catherine, of my career. But she's known that music has been such a passion of mine. And she was like, babe, if you don't get on this now, like, when will you? And I heard her loud and clear, and I was like, I'm gonna take that. And in a matter of, I'm talking about from March, we finished in September 6th was the day I sang the final note and it was mastered. And my producer was like, hey, we need your approval on these mixes. I remember September 6th of 2020, we got it all done. And there were songs that literally I wrote in, you know, in 2 days. There were songs that I had written, like a song like Hold Me. I started writing like 3 years ago and it just never came all the way around until this time. And I think because of this, you know, emotions are so high, we're confined. And I think that combination and the support that I was feeling from my wife was just like, okay, let's go for it. So everything was just bubbling to the surface. And I talked to a lot of our artist friends who would also agree that it's been a really fruitful time artistically.
Everything on this EP is an original with one exception, right? You did a brilliant cover that we've been playing of Stand Up from the OJs. Why include just one cover? Like, what was important about including that song?
You know what? When I heard this song, the first time I heard it was a demo version by the incredible writer Sebastian Cole. Both his voice and the lyrics about standing up for something that you really, you know, believe in really resonated with me. And I called my manager right away. I was like, no, I want this song. And he was like, I thought you were doing all those. I said, I know what I said. I'm just doing that. This is just going to be, it's the one cover. It was really important to me in this, my debut album, for it to be completely my voice, you know, originally, because
I'm glad you said that, because I read somewhere that your producer told you flat out, Josh, use your full voice.
Yes. Nephew.
Like reach into every corner of what you've got.
Let me tell you something. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine having done this album without Nephew. His name is Theron Feimster, but AKA Nephew. He's worked with everyone from Mary J. Blige to Michael Jackson, protege of Dr. Dre. He encouraged me to use, you know, my high falsetto, you know, my deep register, you know, my flow. I can rap a little bit. You'll hear that as it comes. Not to give any spoilers, but like there's some surprises on this album that no one will expect. And that, you know, type of encouragement, when in the past I had been told and going into record labels, hey, yeah, okay, so you're trying to do this Brian McKnight thing? Oh, are you trying to do this Usher thing? You're trying to do this thing? And I'm like, no, I'm trying to do my thing. And thankfully, I had Nephew to encourage me in that way and S-Curve Records to just say, we already believe in you, Josh.
Yeah, I was really interested to learn and honestly pretty impressed to learn that most of the ingredients that comprise this EP came from you at home, like tracks that you recorded playing guitar and singing in your pandemic space.
You know, literally, I never keep it too far. This guitar right here. And I'm my little
is that a Taylor? What is that?
This is a little Taylor. Yeah.
Yep.
So that little guitar and a MIDI micro keyboard. The most of what you're hearing is those nuts and bolts, that scaffolding,
and
cool. Nephew really beefed it up. Yeah, I've been, you know, since I was a kid, me and my brother had this this band called Peanut Butter and Jam Session growing up in Florida. And we would just play. We would listen to the radio, and then we would play on our little Casio keyboards, and we would try to record things just as you know, plainly as we could. And over the years, I've really developed those chops of being able to produce. And so when I gave these tracks to Nephew, he was like, "Oh, you know, you have your anchoring musically, like in music, not just like oh, some cool ideas. Like these are full fleshed out." Musical expressions. And so it felt really good to get that confirmation from him, that sort of validation from someone who's been doing it for so many years at a high, high level. Yeah.
Yeah. Will you play us something else?
Yeah. This next song, I just love it. This is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Fantastic. This is Joshua Henry playing for us on JPR Live Sessions.
I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe. been going through withdrawal. You don't even have to do too much. You could turn me on with just a touch. Maybe I look around and since it is cold and empty, no one's around to judge me. I can't see clearly when you're gone. I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the light. Oh, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. I said, ooh, I'm drowning in the night. Oh, when I'm like this, you're the one I trust. Hey. I'm running out of time, so I hit the road in overdrive. 'Cause I can see the sunlight up the sky, baby. Yeah, this city is cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can't see clearly when you're gone. I said, ooh, I'm drowning in the night. Or I can't sleep until I feel your touch. You know, I can never see it on the phone. I never let you go. This time I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the light. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. I said, ooh, I'm drowning in the night. Oh, when I'm like this, you're the one I trust.
That is Joshua Henry. He's my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. Last month released a debut EP called Guarantee on S-Curve Records. I love it, man. Thank you for sharing what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
You mentioned the schedule of Broadway and being up there, what, 8 shows a week, right? Has the pandemic helped you, like, reserve your voice? Like, has it helped you refresh and get energized to put more focus on the kind of nuance we hear in the EP that you might not really be able to share when you're on stage trying to belt something out?
You know what? First of all, you better ask these really great questions. That's absolutely,
you know, the 20 is in the mail, my friend.
Look, what you're doing, seriously, when you're doing 8 shows a week, I am not the kind of person that could have recorded an entire album while doing a show. Mm. You know, your vocal stamina for doing a 2.5-hour musical 8 times a week is through the roof. But when you're recording, you want to explore. You want to be able to, you know, like throw your voice around and say, oh, no, that's not it. Let me try 50 other things. You don't have time on a day off to be like, okay, well, I only have 15 minutes to try to, you know, to try to paint within these lines of safety. Nah, you need to be able to just go with abandon. And so not being in a show right now, I definitely helped because I wasn't thinking about the matinee tomorrow, you know, mm-hmm. where I have to get it going at 12 at noon. So for sure, it definitely helped.
So far, and I know it's early still, but so far the response has been very, very good and very positive, and rightfully so for this EP. What are you hoping to accomplish here? I mean, let's assume for the sake of argument that this continues to kind of snowball and get bigger and there are more demands for you from the music world, from the concertizing world. What happens then if, say, Broadway comes a calling? Like, what are you thinking?
Dun, dun, dun. Here's how I feel. I love, everyone knows me, knows that I love Broadway, but those same people know that growth is a really big part of my life and that I need. And so, you know, if the two opportunities, if it's like go on a tour or do this show right now, I might have to do this tour. You know what I would do? I would say, hey, show, look, now that, because, you know, thank God I'm a Broadway star. I can be like, look, you're going to have to start like 3 weeks late or 4 weeks earlier. There would have to be a conversation there because the music has been calling me for such a long time. And I've been doing Broadway for 14 years. You know, I've given it my everything. You know, I want to go out now and I want to show the world exactly Joshua Henry's voice as a recording artist. And when the moment is right to come back to Broadway, I want to go and I want to knock it out. But I'm not done with Broadway, to be clear. Right now, I just want to explore this avenue of music that has been such a close thing to my heart for a very, very long time.
Speaking of growth, you are also starting to infringe upon my world a bit because you host an interview series called Grow With That.
Yes.
Where you talk to people who are inspiring and interesting that you are kind of tangentially connected with. What are you hoping to share with that series?
Well, I'm glad you bring that up. That's something, like I said, growth is really important to me. I want to talk to, I've been talking to professors from NYU to the University of Michigan, conservatories, people that run conservatories, diversity, equity, inclusion directors from all over the country, and actors, because I want to find those things that help us to live inspired lives. Grow With That is all about celebrating the mindful actions that artists take to live inspired lives. I just think that there is so much outside of craft. And I talk about craft a lot in terms of acting, singing, and dancing and artistry. But I think, you know, what our minds are renewed by, you know, the people that we hang out with, you know, our spiritual practices, you know, have a lot to do with our happiness as artists and our inspiration as artists. And so I'm so interested with that series in finding out selfishly, like for myself, because I constantly want to grow into different avenues and I want to be challenged and I'd never want to be boxed into the same place. And I don't want to measure myself in destinations. I want to measure myself in how much I am growing step by step by step. And I want to celebrate along the way. So that's what Grow With That is all about for me.
Right on. And they're on YouTube, right?
Yeah. You can find them on YouTube at Joshua Henry, or you can check them out. Yeah. They're mainly on YouTube, but yeah, anywhere right on Facebook or Instagram as well.
Fantastic. And also, speaking of growth, is it true that you've got twins on the way?
Yes. Yes. Look, when you live in that growth life, growth happens. So yeah, we got my wife Catherine and I, we've got twins on the way, you know, and wow. Yeah, so they'll be here any second. So
yeah,
you know, wow. Yeah, they'll literally be here at any moment.
Congratulations.
We're so excited to thank you to expand our family even more. And you know what I'm excited about is you know, I'll have three kids under three. But I have so many things that I want to do as an artist, and I don't, and I'm grateful that I don't feel doomed or slowed down. I feel like this is going to enhance my love for my family, and it's going to bring the best out of me artistically more so than I could ever imagine. I believe that. I feel that already coming, and that's what I'm very excited about.
Right on.
Life right now is family and inspiration and enjoying the small moments of new life. You know, there's a lot
Absolutely.
Of newness and creating some amazing moments right now. It fills me.
Joshua Henry, I have had such a good time chatting with you. Thanks for doing this today with us.
I've had a great time chatting with you too. And I really meant that about the questions. I appreciate that. I hope that you know, when the time comes to come and go around, that we can stop in Oregon. And I want to perform right in that space that you showed me earlier. It's beautiful.
That would be fantastic. The new EP, the debut, is called Guarantee. I would say it's like the first splash, but man, there are a lot of people that already know you as a performer. So it's the first non-musical splash. Is that fair?
It's the first splash in this recording artist pool.
Yeah, and I should also make a quick little plug for folks that have heard this EP, have heard us play this EP, and want to hear a little bit more. There is also an absolutely brilliant version of You Matter to Me that you have put out with Julia Harriman, which I was listening to last night, and it is fantastic.
Thank you. Maybe we'll put that out soon, too. I think we got to release that. But I thank you for that love. She's incredible.
Will you play us one more tune?
Yes. This song is called Holy from Justin right. Bieber and Chance the Rapper.
Right on.
I hear a lot about sinners. Don't think that I'll be a saint, but I might go down to the river, 'cause the way that the sky opens up and you touch, baby, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, it feels so holy, 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 holy. What God, running to the altar like a track star, can't wait another second, 'cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy. I don't do well with the drama, no. No, I can't stand it being fake. No, 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 no. I don't believe in Nirvana, but the way that we love in the night gave me life, and it's making me see that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, yeah, see the air so holy, 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 holy. What God, running to the altar like a track star, can't wait another second, 'cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy. They say we're too young, and the pimps and the players say don't go rushing. Wise men say fools rushing, but I don't know. They say we're too young, and the pimps and the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools are rushing, but I don't know. Yeah, the way you hold me, hey, said it feels so holy, 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 holy. What God, running to the altar like a track star, can't wait another second, 'cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy.
Yeah, that's Joshua Henry playing for us live today on JPR. His debut EP is out on S-Curve Records called Guarantee. Thanks again.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.